guys, today is January the 16th, 2019, and we are on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited. You know, I love every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I look so forward to going live with you guys and sharing this hour with you. I am so feeling so good right now, even though we had snowstorms in the DMV area, and it's icy right now, and it's cold as heck. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. So welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. No matter what's going on, this is a great day. This is a good day, and you are doing amazing. I just want to just encourage you on that. Now, speaking of the weather, we can just go right on into it because we got a full show today. We got Shirley Murdock on here. For y'all that don't know, you should know, R&B soul singer and gospel artist as well. She's going to be joining us today talking about what she got going on, new things that's popping with her. Shirley Murdock, a legend, is going to be joining us right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Then we got my co-host, you know, co-host and my BFF comedian, Gina G, is going to be joining us. And then we got G Arthur and radio personality Giovanna Burgess Gethers. She's going to be joining us. And you know, we got to give financial advice. We're still in a brand new month. We have Jeffrey Hill, financial consultant, going to be giving us 5 minutes financial advice. So he's going to be, that's a tongue twister, Jeff. Anyway, he's going to be joining us. And so this is a full show. We got Trending Tea, What She Say by Gina G. So it's a lot going on in my ministerial moment. So anyway, right now in DC, it is cloudy and 36 degrees. Our high is going to be 41 degrees. I mean, it's just cold. In London right now, you have showers right now. Your high is right now at 47 degrees. You got showers all throughout the night. Tomorrow, though, you got partly sunny coming out, and your high is going to be 41. Your low, however, is going to be 31 degrees. In Atlanta, Georgia, you are right now at mostly sunny, 39 degrees. Your high, and I should be there. 53 degrees right now and sunny all day. Let's see, Columbia, South Carolina, sunny and 46 degrees. Your high is going to be 55 degrees and you are sunny. Charlotte, North Carolina, you are sunny right now, 41 degrees and your high is going to be 54. Let's see, Kenya, 98 degrees today, mostly sunny all day. You got some partly clouds, some clouds coming in, but still your low is going to go down to 73 degrees and you're going to be 100 degrees tomorrow, Kenya. I need to be there. Paris, 44 degrees, cloudy right now. You got rain. Showers are coming to you all night long, and your low is going to be 29, and tomorrow when you wake up, it's going to go up to 45 degrees, partly sunny. All the way from Kenya to Paris to good old down home, loving you so much, Alabama. Shout out to you, Alabama. You are sunny right now, 44 degrees, and your high is going to be 56 degrees. Okay, now, if I did not mention your city, state, continent, your country, whatever and wherever you are, know that you are loved and that this is an amazing day because God is in control. So no matter what is going on, He has the final say, and you are blessed. Which brings me right into ministerial minute. Okay. So what's on my heart is that we're dealing with a shutdown right now all across our nation. I don't know how everybody else is affected. I know there's federal government agents, employees all over the nation, throughout every city, country, whatever. You know, I don't know about that because I live in D.C. I really believe that we are highly affected by it. You can feel the energy because we are a high government city state. We are definitely every job base is government. And so with all of that being said, you can feel the energy, the restaurants, the gyms, anything that's extra, anything that, you know, we want to do exciting and extra. It's kind of like it's tightened up quite a bit. And I really just want to encourage people right now. And if you are not affected by the shutdown, but you see what's going on, or even just in your personal life. Maybe you started off strong this year and then something set you back, and the shutdown may not be your setback, but it could be something else, like a door didn't open right away, or people didn't act right, or people didn't say certain things to you the right way at the right time. God has really been revealing to me that he's still in control no matter what. And a lot of times he allows us to go through these seasons with plans and expectations, and we go right on through a wilderness or go through a place where it's uncertain, but we have to know that our faith is being tested. God is testing our faith. We are our faith is being tested. We're being purged and pruned and grew and actually grafted into him, becoming more like him. We see the flaws more clear. It's something, and because some of us have been receiving things that we actually prayed for and believed God for, but our imagination sometimes get ahead of God. And so when that thing finally comes, the enemy can set it up to be a disappointment because we actually put our flesh and our ideas more into it than leaning not on our own understanding, but acknowledging God in all our ways, and he will direct our path, or believing that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. So when this time comes, maybe we get the job and the people aren't right. You know, they acting funny, and you've been praying for this job, and now you're walking through the door. You got your credentials and everything, and then you got a team of folks that's like, who is this new person? And they might be hazing you, or they might not be as friendly as you thought it was going to be. Or you might have met someone in a relationship, and they might not be, you know, right where you thought that they would be, or anything, or maybe your kid got in on a team or something, or got into a school and it's harder than what you expected. Whatever it is, just know that he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, and that he will direct our path, and our steps are ordered by us and ordered by him. And we are not alone. God is with us. And all we have to do is trust him and be patient. Let the course happen. Learn from where you are. I know some people don't think, people always say, well, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. But not always. God doesn't, all he wants you to do is be ready to obey and walk on through the door, or be ready to get that connection, that relationship, that business partner, have that child. All he wants you to do is say yes and allow him and your confidence in God to just make it work. We don't have to make it work. Come on, somebody. There we go, Holy Spirit. We don't have to make it work. We just have to be on scene. That's what we have to do. And know that God is in control and that he is sorting everything out. Know they're not going to always say the things that you think that they should. Or know they're not going to be like you and do what you would do. Know it might not turn out the way you think it would turn out. But if this is what you're believing and trusting God for, know that it will work all out for good. And all he's doing is making you greater, getting you stronger for more responsibility. It doesn't stop right there. He's always elevating and always increasing. So I just want you to know, he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Don't fear the unknown, but embrace God and hold on tight to him while you're going through the unknown, because it's only for a moment. And before you know it, just like everything else that you've gone into without understanding it or knowing what it was about or how it was going to turn out or whatever, but you knew it was what you wanted, even though it may be more challenging to you, and there's more death of that flesh and more sobering of your mind, and even some people humility. So just know that he always raises up the humble and resists the proud. Remain humble in this position. Remain patient in this position. And just look at the positivity of it all. You got what you asked for. And believe me, while you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in that position, guess what? You're going to receive even more than what you even planned or thought yourself. And guess what? Even once you get that and you've been faithful over that, he's going to expand you to even more. So fret not. the humble beginnings. Even though it's shaky, even though you might bend, even though it seems uncertain, even though you don't understand it, you are where you pray to be, and you are where he wants you to be. And God is going to bless you right here tremendously. Come on, somebody. Ministerial Minute. Let's give God a good old shout and praise. I feel good. I needed that for myself. All right, without further ado, we're going to go right into it because I love this woman. This woman right here, woo, if you don't know who she is, I don't know where you've been. I want to thank you for coming on to the show on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Please help me welcome Shirley Murdoch. Hey, Shirley Murdoch.
Gina. Hey, sis, how are you today, baby?
Girl, I'm so glad to have you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. For one thing, we've been waiting on you. And like I say, good things are worth the wait. I'm telling you, we've been trying to book you for 4 years. And I am so glad to have you on. Yes, I am so glad to have you on. I want everybody to know who you are. First of all, she's an R&B songwriter, singer, performer, gospel songwriter, singer, performer. I mean, I know that hits like Go On Without You, As We Lay, Husband, and I'm telling you, I'm not going. Shirley, I wasn't going to go, girl. You was going to get on Dr. James' Radio Chat. And we need a word from the Lord. Woo! Shirley Murdoch, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you so much for having me, honey.
Okay, so now, you know, we have a lot of artists on here that come on here, a lot of listeners. They send me their music all the time. They send me their EPs and all of that and their ideas and their desires and things like that. You're a legend, you know, in the business. Gina G is in love with you. She's going to be joining us shortly. But you are a legend in the business. You've been hit after hit after hit, and you just keep evolving. God continues to add on to you. How did you get into the business? Let the listeners, the new people, know what it takes for real.
Well, first of all, I think I came out of the womb singing.
Okay.
I always tease and say when the doctor smacked my bottom, I probably didn't cry. I probably said, whoa, doctor, doctor, doctor.
All right.
But ever since I was a little kid, I never remember not being able to sing. So it's absolutely a gift from God. But what I've learned on this journey is that, you know, God gives all of us a gift. And the Bible says that gifts come without repentance. But what I've learned on the journey is that repentance gives purpose to the gift. And so over the years, I'm understanding my journey, the whys, the how comes, you know, why you went this way, why I went that way. I grew up singing in church, you know, and desiring to sing gospel, but those doors never opened. But God put someone in my path, the late, great Roger Troutman, you know, the rest is history. And then he gave me the desires of my heart when I met Bishop T.D. Jakes. You know, I was signed to Warner Brothers Record to do another R&B record, and I met Bishop Jakes, and he understood my story and said, you said you never had an opportunity to sing gospel, but I just started a label, and here's your opportunity, but you can't do both.
Wow.
So, like I said, I was signed up, you know, one of the largest record companies in the world. And I went to my dear friend Roger, and I said, hey, I finally have an opportunity to sing gospel. I want to be released from Warner Brothers. And he said, baby, that's what you were doing when I met you. And he championed my release, and I was released on paper in April in December of 98, and he went to be with the Lord in April of 99. So when you ask me, what does it take? You know, I'm asked that all the time. But for me, you know, I never had to go knock on, you know, record company doors or anything like that. The Bible says that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And that's my testimony. You know, giving my life to the Lord, seeking him, he will open the doors. And it's been a wonderful journey, you know, of having the opportunity to share my gift with the world, but to be able to take those same songs and go back into the club and tell somebody what those songs mean, but to leave them with hope, to leave them with inspiration, to let them know that God ain't mad at you, baby. That, you know, you can't be so bad that the mighty hand of God can't pick you up out of your guttermost and lift you up to his uttermost. So it's just been a wonderful journey of understanding my purpose and why I'm here. And I'm so thankful. I'm very, very thankful.
I am so thankful too, Shirley. I'm glad that you even shared that with so many people. Really, really needed to hear that testimony. And so many people, they just don't know that God is really the one that's ordering their steps, and you just step and he just gives you another step and another step and sends you people and you know, have people just come right to you and or take you right to them. So it is just amazing. I know that you are still traveling and singing on stage and people can see you pretty much anywhere, but you also have went on out into some ministry too. You got the prayer line at noon that we want to talk about. Tell us how that got started.
Yeah, the ministry is called Praying for You Ministries, and it really started with a gentleman who's a longtime childhood friend of my husband's named Charles Daniel, and he and another guy that Holly Montgomery, who was a friend of his, they really wanted, they came to my husband, and they really wanted to have a way to just pray for people, because people need prayer, honey, you know, and we know that prayer works. So my husband got involved, and then I got involved, and every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time, we just pray for people. People call into the call it the prayer wall. People call into the prayer wall. It's from noon to one, and then we have an after event for all of our events. So out of that Wednesday prayer grew Sunday worship, you know, and my husband is a senior pastor, Reverend Dale DeGroat, and he preaches on Facebook Live every Sunday. It moved into every Thursday having Bible explosions, so we have Bible study, and then that grew into Tuesday night gleaning in the Word. That grew into Wednesday Christian education, where Christians need to know about blah, 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 you know, different subjects. That grew into P139, which is when the women come together every third Friday, just dealing with women's issues. That grew into Real Men, Real Talk, and that happens every Saturday. And that's just for men to have a platform, to have a place, to be able to talk about real men's issues in a safe place, a safe haven, to freely talk about the issues that concern them. And then there's also Friday at midnight is intercessory prayer. You know, in the midnight hour when you find yourself tempted.
That's the best time, because only bad stuff can happen sometime in the midnight hour. So you got to reverse that time.
Absolutely. So it's amazing because there's your brick and mortar church, but it's really a church without walls. It is never meant to replace church, but to be a place to encourage people and to help them along their way in their journey. So it's really, you know, making and creating ambassadors for Christ through prayer and Bible study.
I love it. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, a real quick commercial break, and we're going to play your single. I cannot wait to hear it. I want everybody to hear it. We will be, Doug has said, yes, I am ready for the song, Doug. Let's play the song, and then we'll come right back to Shirley Murdoch and then take a commercial break. Okay, let's do that. Yay, let's do it.
I want a good man.
A good man. Woo, Shirley, you got a good man. Gina G, you got a good man.
I definitely got a good man. Hey, you know, the song says there's such, if you ever find a good man, there's something you should know. You must respect him, believe in him, you know, and not what you want him to be. You know, you have to love him and trust him and love him exclusively. So, you know, music has is such a powerful entity, and lyrics are so important. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we have to, I think as artists, it's really important to send forth messages that can help people in their everyday life. And I think we need to speak to the various parts of our being. You know, we're physical, we're spiritual, you know, but we need to be, we need ministry in every area of our life. And so that's where my music is. I'm really calling my music not R&B, not gospel. It's life songs, songs about life. So yeah. Whether it's inspiration, whether it's a sacred love song that reminds you how you fell in love in the first place, you know, we need music that really touches every area of our lives.
I love it. Gina G, what you got to say about it, girl? You going to be playing this for you and Ty?
I mean, I have to.
How you doing, Gina G?
I am wonderful, Ms. Shirley Murdoch. How are you today?
Ooh. I'm wonderful. I'm blessed.
Your voice is just so timely. I mean, it's just like a bird. I just don't understand. It sounds so good. It gives me a little bit of the 90s feel, along with lyrics that I think we need as women in 2019, just from the music going from, you know, dogging the men out. You know, this song right here is an uplifting song, and honey, it ain't, it's on. That's all I'm going to say, Miss.
You know,
I know that's right.
Women, I have a song called I Love Me Better Than That. And it's really to help empower women to take back, you know, take back their self-esteem and take back anything that the devil's trying to steal from you. Because it says, I want my joy back. I want my peace back. I want my strength back. I want my hope back, my dreams back. So don't you come back. It's the women who may be experiencing abuse. You know, any misuse is abuse. So if you're physically abused, mentally, spiritually abused, you know, it's a song to empower you to take back your power. And when you because you can't love anybody until you learn how to love yourself. Your happiness cannot be dependent upon a person.
Yes.
Your true happiness comes from knowing who you are and whose you are and walking in your purpose. That's happiness.
And you have to stay there. Once you get to that place, you know, because a lot of women, they've been in training. They've been, you know, under the training and waiting on their mate to find them and all of that. And then when they find them, then you pick up all that old familiar stuff. So you got to stay there in that place of loving yourself and having peace within yourself and joy. And so therefore you continue to connect. When you connect with someone, you're not bringing up old stuff, because this is a new thing. You know, God has brought you a new thing and a new relationship. And I just like it because it fits my life right now. And I love it because I do believe in encouraging who you're with. I think men need that. They need encouragement. They need to feel like they're needed and, well, not needed, but wanted. And that you want to contribute, or, you know, that you're not selfish and that you're just a whole person. And so I think it's so needed, Shirley Murdoch. Your music is timeless. And you continue to keep moving. And I know me and Gina G going to be listening. And I know all our listeners, they done fell in love with you and this message of love and peace and joy and just real, practical, everyday living with God in the center of it all. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you. So tell everybody exactly where can they follow you on your social media?
You can follow me on Facebook, a fan page, Shirley Murdoch. You can follow me on Twitter, that's at Shirley Murdoch, and on Instagram, at Shirley Murdoch, the number 4, R-E-A-L, Shirley Murdoch for real.
I love it. And tell them again how they can go on to the noon prayer. That's what they want to know.
As a matter of fact, noon today, Eastern Standard Time, the number is 605-475-4000, and the PIN is 10-11-76.
10-11-76. I'm writing it down. 10-11-76. 605-475-4000.
10-11-76. Yes, and we're there from noon to 1, but we always stay after just to make sure, you know, every prayer prayer request has been honored.
We always have
an after event for everything. Like after our Sunday worship, we have what's called the Fellowship Hall.
Okay.
We just hang out, you know.
Fellowship Hall. I remember that. That's when we were speaking in tongues and tearing
until
we sweated.
you can stay as long as you want. Just turn the lights out when you leave.
Okay. Because I was trying to spend a night on a pool pit. I just needed to back in them days real bad.
But you know, talking about women and self-esteem and things like that, we have to make sure, and not just women, but people, we have to make sure that we don't get our validation from another person, from what people think about you. Your validation comes from understanding that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're God's daughter, you're royalty, you know. And when you give people the power to validate you, you give them the power to cancel you, and that's too much power.
Taking back your power
and understanding who you are.
You better go ahead and preach up here, preacher Shirley Murdoch.
Yes.
I'm going to be calling you pastor right now.
we do that too.
All right. Well, amen. Listen, I love you. You know you family now, girl. You have got to come back on. If you got something coming on, you can just have your folks. You call me, whoever. Just call me. Let me know. And we'll get you right on here. And Shirley Murdoch, I normally do this before, but I got to get a radio drop from you. Please do a radio drop from me with Doug.
He's going to take you right on. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I wanna do something real special for you. So, if you would just tell my husband what you need, and all the information, I will do it and flip it back to you. How about that?
I love it. Thank you so much, Shirley Murdoch. I appreciate you.
Right,
we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed New Year, honey.
All right. Well, listen, without further ado, we don't have enough time ever, Gina, do we?
I know.
Okay, so we got to take a commercial break. And then right after that, we got Giovanna Burgess Gether. She's a speaker, a radio host, and she also is an author of Why Am I Single? So she's going to be joining us in a brief second. So stay tuned until after these messages. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hey family, this is Javon Inman, and you are now listening to Dr. Radio's Gina Chat. Oh, sorry.
Okay, and one last time, go.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, go.
Hey, family, this is your man, Javon Emin, Mr. Love Covers, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, he got it right. All right, well, listen, Giovanna, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and comedian Gina G. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you.
All right, girl. So as I stated, you're a speaker. You go out and you speak at different conferences and et cetera. And you are a radio personality. And you also an author of Why Am I Single? And you're saying, what about Why Am I Single? Because you're married with two beautiful children and a wonderful husband. Help everybody understand how you went from Why Am I Single, writing this book, over to now you're being married.
Okay. Actually, the title is Why Am I Still Single? Because that was really the question that I was asking myself before I got married, because I'm looking at myself like, wait a minute now. I'm halfway cute. You know, I'm educated. I actually have a master's degree in counseling, and I'm a licensed psychotherapist as well with a private practice in Greenville, South Carolina. And so I'm looking at myself. I'm like, I got the car. I got the house. You know, I got the educational background. I'm cute. Why am I still single? And so it caused me to really begin to look at myself, you know, openly and honestly and authentically. And I had to tell the truth to myself about myself. You know, I had to get over the bull, and I had to own my stuff. You know, I had been choosing people who just were not good partners. And it was really an outward indicator of my inner feelings and beliefs about myself. You know, when you don't know who you are and you don't know your worth, as Shirley was saying, then it allows you to go out into the world hungry. You know, you think about going to the grocery store when you're hungry, and you go in there and you buy all the stuff that you don't need that isn't going to fulfill your hunger. You buy the cookies and the chips and the sodas. But then you think about when you go to the grocery store and you've just eaten, you only buy what you need, or you're in a position to make better choices. And so you may go to the vegetables and the fruit section, and you're going to get your whole grains and things like that. Well, it's the same thing with our unmet emotional needs. And because I had so many, you know, from my childhood and from my life experiences, I had so many unmet needs that it was causing me to be hungry, or as we say now, thirsty. You know, I was thirsty. And when you're hungry and thirsty again, you're going to choose things that aren't necessarily good for you. So I was attracting, you know, men who also didn't see my worth, because one of the things I learned and that I say in the book, it's not someone else's job to see your value if you don't see it yourself. And so I had to begin to see my own value and believe that I was worthy of a loving partner and a loving, healthy relationship, because we attract what we are, not what we want. And so once I became that person, then I attracted the man who is now my husband.
This is the interesting thing about what you said, that women don't get to the place of, and Gina G and I talk about this a lot, and we've had men come on and talk about relationships and things like that. What I believe, and this is with anything, even just outside a relationship, you have to come to a place of humility where you can actually look at yourself and say, you know what, I might be the reason why this is not working out. I could actually be the cause. If you have to come to that place, like you said, you did, yes. I have, and then you have to do the work. It doesn't automatically happen. There's layers of things. I think about Joseph when I was thinking about this whole show, and how I mean just amazing how God puts everything together, from ministerial moment to Shirley Murdoch to now you, about Why Am I Still Single, and just our conversations on air right now. It's just amazing to me, because I think about Joseph, and a lot of times people don't realize that they've been chosen to be a generational curse breaker, and what comes along with that is a lot of fiery darts, a lot of of you can't. A lot of you won't. And it'll always be like that. Lies from the adversary to sum it up. But when you put yourself and think about Joseph, the family lineage that he came from, how he came from envy, jealousy, murder. You know, they were green-eyed. They was, you know what I'm saying? They had all these competition, competitiveness. He had to be humble enough to go through the process that he had to go through to break that thing just so he can be a blessing to the whole family at the end of the day. So it's not even about us at the end of the day. So if your mother or your grandmother, you know, had were on, you know, issues with their, you know, insecurities or unworthiness or being rejected or being abandoned or being alone or being molested, even some may even been raped constantly, you know, this is something that if you are hearing this right now, I believe that this ongoing conversation from one end to where we are, from the beginning to where we are now with Giovanna, I believe that God is saying that this is your time to be the curse breaker. And with that being said, you're not alone. There's people like Giovanna, myself, and some others that and she wrote a book about it. I have not. But that have actually God has given the revelation. And it's time for you to pick up a manual and actually go through the process. I don't care what the devil send your way. This, he could look like this is the one, and you go right back to the same thing. Don't allow the enemy to do that. I believe, like you knew, how did you know? Tell the listeners, Giovanna, how did you know when this man, your husband, was the one and this was the breakage that you needed from God?
Wow, that's a deep question. I hate to be one of those people that says I just knew, but I just knew. Some of the outward, I guess, evidence that he was the one was that, you know, he respected my decision not to be sexually intimate. Because, of course, I had done that. You know, in other relationships, I had given my body even before I fully knew someone, because so often as women, we do that, you know, because we're so hungry and starving for that love and that affection and that validation and that acceptance that, again, we accept the counterfeit. You know, we accept something that looks like love, and we think that really good sex, you know, is the substitute for real, genuine love and intimacy, and it's not. And so as I went through my breaking process, as you called it, you know, God humbling me, God getting my attention and my ear to say, hey, wait a minute, chick, I love you, but you are the common denominator in every broken and failed relationship that you have. And so I had to quit pointing my fingers at the men and at the people that I dated and said, what is it about me that I continue this pattern, that I'm continuing to attract guys who are not, who don't see my worth? And so when I began to do that process, and my husband and I started out, you know, as friends, because I believe great relationships start out as friendships first, he became my friend. And he was someone that I could trust. And I often tell people now, even if he wasn't my husband, we would be friends. And so I think that's something that I'd had that I hadn't had before. I had men that thought I was beautiful. I had men that found me sexy. I had men who enjoyed my company, or I made them laugh, or they made me laugh. But I didn't see anyone who looked beyond all my flaws and saw the woman on the inside, saw the queen on the inside. And he didn't judge that. He didn't try to change it. He didn't try to control it. He allowed me to be me. And he also created the space for me to start my healing process. Because as you mentioned, I was, when you were talking about you may have been molested, I'm like, hey, chick, I'm all of the above. I was sexually molested as a child. I was raped in college. I was a daddyless daughter. I grew up in a, you know, a family of a single mother. My dad was deceased before I was ever born. And then my stepfather was one of my perpetrators. And so I grew up with all that brokenness, all that mess, all that stuff. But yet I looked the part on the outside. You know, I went to college. I did all those things. I put all that stuff on the resume. You know, the bio looked incredible and amazing. But on the inside, that woman was still broken and hurting. Mm-hmm. And longing and thirsting, you know, for something more. And so I finally say, God, I'm not good at this. I can't choose a good mate. I choose a guy who seems different, and then he ends up being just like so-and-so. And that's one of the chapters in the book, you know, Oh No, Not You Again, because we find ourselves dating the same type of guys over and over and over, and I even give those different types of men that we may be attracting. And so when my husband showed me something so different, this level of respect and kindness and caring that I wasn't used to, I was like, oh, either he's the one or I've been tricked.
Right.
But thank God I wasn't tricked, because we've been together 11 plus years and he's still the one. He still makes my toes curl. And I don't mean that.
All right. To the toes curling.
He makes my toes curl. Just because I feel so free and I feel so secure within myself. And again, there's no competition, no power struggle between us.
Right.
He covers me. Again, he's my best friend. He's my biggest fan. He's my biggest supporter. But he also lets me know he's Mufasa.
Well, I love it. And I want to end on this note, because I think everything you said is valuable information. And you got to go and purchase her book, Why Am I Still Single? And God can turn the situation around. And I want to speak into the life of those that have fallen into on top of someone or had someone fall on top of them.
Because
you thought that they was the one. Listen, it's never too late. God can turn a situation around, but again, you have to recognize the situation for what it really is. If it quacks like a duck and it looks like a duck, then doggone it, it's a duck. And you got to admit to yourself and don't condemn yourself that you fell into the same trap. Yes, people want to be with people. Yes, people want to be touched and held. We're human. We want to be covered and comforted and cozied up and all of that. And a lot of us, in a single world could be, can operate still in that desire. It could be so strong. But if you have fallen into that, just recognize that person for whatever they are, see what it is, take ownership of what you've done, because they don't owe you nothing because you did that. Okay.
Exactly.
They don't owe you anything. So you gotta be strong enough and put your big girl panties on and accept responsibility and deal with whatever comes after that. But then let me tell you something. It doesn't have to repeat itself ever again. It doesn't have to repeat itself ever again. This could be a learning lesson for you. You got some more tools. You need to go get the book, Why Am I Still Single? You need to listen to everything that everyone has said on this radio and take heed to that. Take a self-inventory check, realize where you are, and know that God is your greatest supporter and supplier for everything you need. So you can be, even if you're not completely whole, just like Giovanna, her husband came, he was prepared. God will send you that person who is equipped to see you through. That's the person that God wants you with. That's somebody that loves you unconditionally and doesn't treat you like a sex object or just a cook or a bank,
right,
or whatever it is. So Giovanni, tell everybody where they can. Gina, did you have anything to add with this?
No, I mean everything. No. This is so good. I am like writing notes. No, ma'am. I'm wonderful.
Okay, yeah, you guys got wonderful husbands. This is so great. Okay, so listen, go and follow Giovanna. Where can they follow you?
I am on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at simply Giovanna G. And Giovanna is Giovanna. And I'm also on Facebook at Giovanna Gethers. And they can also go to my website, www.giovannagethers.com. And Gethers is GEATHERS.com.
Good stuff, my girl. This is my girl. All right, listen, until next time, thank you so much for coming on, sharing so much more than what I expected. It was so good, Giovanna. And I think this is what was needed, is right on time. And I appreciate you for putting yourself out there and writing such an amazing manual to help support so many single women out here, okay? And God continue to bless you and enrich you and continue to expand you and increase you. All in the name of Yeshua. All right. Until next time, I love you, girl.
Love you too, boo.
All right. All right. That was good. Okay. Before we get Jeff on, please give us some trending tea. We just got to shift it a little bit. What's your trending tea, Gina G?
Well, I got some trending tea for you today, Miss Lady. The big story right now is not only the fourth week of a government shutdown, which is the longest, but we're not gonna go there. Where we're gonna go is the big topic about Donald Trump feeding the Clemson University football team at the White House on Monday fast food. I'm talking about Big Mac, chicken nuggets, Wendy's, Burger King, Whoppers, and pizza. And the big controversy is he so rich? Why did he give him that type of dinner? They could have had steak and lobster. But from my understanding, that's what the football players asked for. So to me, before you jump on social media, I think people need to do a little bit more research. People are so quick to jump on social media. And, you know, although he's not my favorite, you know, everybody's just so quick to say something. But it come to find out that's what the kids asked for after such a strict diet during the football season. So I don't know, but he did give them Big Macs. That's all I want to say. That's all I'm going to say about that.
And pizza and plenty and lots of fries.
They had lots and lots of fries. Speaking of more food, Chef Jose Andres is now feeding the furloughed federal workers in Washington. He's feeding them for free for the furloughed federal workers. That's a lot. Furlough federal workers.
Girl, I know. Financial Five. I couldn't even say that earlier.
Oh, my goodness. With the fourth week of the shutdown. So he is feeding them. Shout out to Chef Jose Andres down in the D.C. area. Also, some good news. Sarah Thomas was the first woman to be an official at the NFL playoff game on Sunday. So we got a woman out there blowing the whistle. Okay. I am so excited about it. Y'all can't stop us from doing nothing in 2019. I'm telling y'all right now.
Speaking of which, we got to shift real quick, Gina. I'm sorry. Jeff is on traveling.
No. He got everybody.
No, wait. Okay. We got to talk about that because Jeff got to catch a flight. He's just telling me. Jeff, give us your financial five in 2019 while she's saying women blowing up. Pockets getting fatter, pocketbooks overflowing. What's your financial five? Oh, he dropped. Okay. Yeah, well, anyway, go ahead.
You better catch that flight while he's dropping. Well, then I'm just going to give it back up for my girl Aaliyah then. You know, Princess of R&B, Aaliyah's birthday is today. And so I love Aaliyah. I got the chance to meet her two times. And the second time I met her, she remembered me from the first time. I mean, so she will forever be, you know, just a big part of my life. And just to say happy birthday to her. Happy birthday, Aaliyah. But on sad news, we had a teen, 16-year-old, young teen that fell to his death on the Royal Caribbean Harmony at Seas cruise ship on Friday. He was 16 years old. He did a 7-day trip with his family, and he forgot his access key to get into his room because they had a balcony room. And he tried to climb the balcony, Lord Jesus, because he couldn't get back in from the balcony. He tried to climb the balcony and fell from the 8th floor. You know, they tried to revive him, but he passed. So we just want to send our love and prayer condolences to the family of this young teen. They did not release his name, but he's 16 years old. I mean, that's just, it's just a terrible thing. I can't imagine going on this family vacation and not coming home with my son. So our prayers and condolences goes out to that family.
I can't even imagine it.
I can't imagine it.
What'd she say?
Well, what she say, I kind of got it tied in with the Donald Trump statement. It's just social media is just so, it's just becoming so much in 2019. I mean, 2018, y'all was a little bit over the top. 2019, y'all passed the top, period, with the T at the end of it. People are posting things that are not true. People got pictures of R. Kelly. Girl, they still protested R. Kelly out there outside of his studio. 2019, I just want people to mind their business and do some research, if that's possible. I mean, I don't know, Gina. I just feel like people are just so quick to say anything, regardless of the situation, rather it be social media, you know, in your everyday life. Just sometimes you got to take a minute to fall back, think about it, read about it, and then have something to say. I mean, it's just too much. I'm getting ready to just, I want to just delete all my social media accounts because they got me going crazy out here in 2019. I really feel like I want to delete them. 2019, people, do some research, please, before you say something. And if you're going to say something out the side of your neck, make sure you take a five-second break and think about it. And if it still sound good to come out the side of your neck, then let it be. But if it don't, I'm going to need you to hearse it on up. Just hearse it up. Yeah, I said it. Just hearse it on up.
Well, we got a couple of more minutes, and I agree with you. A lot of chit chatter, but people are just resorting to so many different things just to get through. I'm telling you, I don't know. People going through stuff. But listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and hopefully we can get Jeff Hill's recording. He did send me a recording of his Financial Five, and I just sent that to producer Doug. So let's see what we can do. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, a few more.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, so just close by saying, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Make sure you stay tuned to Gina's radio chat.
Pretty good. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, guys. This is Dr. Deatra Hicks from Your Husband is Cheating on Us on Bravo TV. You heard it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I love it so much because they want to do it so perfect, you know. And so anyway, Shirley Murdoch wasn't gonna let that happen, so she just sent me her radio drop, so I know it is good. Take one, and she did it in the first take.
I love it.
See, she's smart. She was like, no, I'll tell you what, I'll send you something. How about that? Oh, this was such a good show. I'm telling you, so much good, valuable information. I felt like God was really talking to me. You know, a lot of us singles out here, you know, some of us have been waiting. I see so many posts and, you know, people just getting frustrated and aggravated and waiting and wanting to be with someone and things like that. And I personally want to talk to not only those, but those that have not been waiting, those that have been working and putting everything into what God is them to do, ministry, you know, education, taking care of your kid, you know, single moms out here and single men. Now you're at the stage that you are ready to start dating. I mean, I am at that stage in life, and it's very challenging, and it has been challenging at times for me because it's so new. So if you haven't been on the bike for a long time, the bike is still the same. It rides the same. It goes down the street the same. It turns the corner the same. It don't do nothing but go fast, or you can make it go slow. You can get one with a motor, or you can do it manually. But the bike is always, once you know how to ride a bike, it's the same. So once you get into a relationship, what I'm saying is, even though the situation might be the same or may look like the same or turn out to sound the same, remember that you are not the same. You're not the same. So even though you get back in there and you start dating again, just be strong to not pick up old habits. Be strong to not feel like you have to defend yourself, protect yourself. don't condemn yourself. You're going to make mistakes. But how would you know if you don't get on the bike? You never know if you can still ride the bike. And I'm not talking about sexually. I'm talking about just being able to have a conversation, being not worried about somebody taking advantage of you, not worrying about somebody rejecting you, not operating in fear so the cuckoo and cuckoo crazy can come out. I'm talking to those that... Now, I know some of them dudes like cuckoo crazy. They brag about it to their friends because it make them feel real loved and wanted. But let me tell you something. Cuckoo and crazy is not healthy.
Lord, Lord. Not one bit. Come on, ladies. We're going to be all right, though. We're going to be all right, but we got to know that we deserve the best. And if you are not receiving the best, then there's plenty of rest. Okay. I don't even know how I made that rhyme, but Miss Murdoch got me on one this morning. So if he can't give you the best, believe me, it's some rest out there that is willing to give it to you. Okay.
That's what I got to clap on that. I got to clap on that, Gina. That was good. That was a good what she say. That's a ministerial minute and a what she say to get. See how we make a good team? It just works.
Thanks, Steve.
This was a great show, right?
Awesome. I mean, this was a great show. I mean, just to have the legend, Miss Shirley Murdoch, to be able to talk to her after growing up, listening to her music and, you know, just her breaking up a whole bunch of relationships with As We Lay.
Okay. And we singing the song and singing it, singing it and jamming to it. Don't even really care what it's saying. We just singing it.
Don't even know that she did broke up a happy home. But at the end of the day, she is a legend. And it is a blessing to be able to speak with her this morning. I loved it. I really did.
Yes. And I do want y'all to follow up with that prayer line at 605-475-4000. And extension is 101176. Again, a noon prayer. Listen, we done said a lot, and I know a lot of y'all single mothers and single men, and you know, you might have fell down. Get on back up and get on the prayer line and let Shirley and her crew pray for you, because this is something you don't want to keep going around this mountain over and over again. And if you've waited so long, you don't want to go back 10 years from now, 10 years back or 5 years back in that same mentality, like you traumatized. It's time to go and go through your healing and acknowledge that you're not totally healed right now, but that's okay. That is okay. Right. God's still been blessing you all this time. Your mate is right there, and that's going to be an amazing blessing just for you. So I just want to encourage you about that. We are so out of town. You got something going on this weekend, Gina?
Oh my goodness. Well, you guys, if you don't know, I am the assistant cheer coach at my son's middle school. Oh my gosh, okay. Pray for me. And so we have the Jubilee, which is Saturday, which is the cheer competition, and they've worked so hard. So I'll be in mommy mode and assistant coach mode this weekend. So no shows for me until next week.
All right. Well, we got to go. I don't have nothing going on this weekend, but we have stuff going on all the time. So it doesn't matter. In between time and in the meantime, stuff is going on. All right. Until next time, we follow us, Gina G2 Funny, on all social media. Right. Comedian Gina G2 Funny, Gina R. Prince, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.